Hi, this is Jeremy Perlman speaking to you on a recorded line. What is the name of the person that you are transferring?
Her name is Toya Walker, and her phone number is 909-314-9502.
9502. And what was her first name?
Toya, Toya, Toya.
Last name Walker. Okay, you can transfer.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Carl.
Of course. Hi, Toya.
Yes.
Hello, Toya. My name is Jeremy Perlman. I'm speaking to you on a recorded line in regards to the hair relaxer lawsuit. How are you doing today?
Yes.
You're doing well? That is good. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit? That is correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then you do not already have you do not have an attorney in regards to the hair relaxer lawsuit. That is correct?
Correct. I do not.
Okay. And you can affirm you have not signed any documents, correct?
Yes, I can.
Okay. All right. And then was it you or a loved one that used the hair straightening chemicals within the last 20 years?
It was me.
You? All right. And then you were diagnosed with endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer after using the hair relaxer product?
Yes, ovarian cancer.
Ovarian. Okay. I'm sorry to hear that.
It's okay. Thank you.
When were you diagnosed with the ovarian cancer?
March.
Mm-hmm.
2000, March 24.
2024? Okay.
Yes.
I'm sorry. So pretty, like 9 months ago or so? Okay.
Uh-huh.
What was
Very
the...
devastating.
Yeah. No, I can imagine. What is the facility's name or the doctor's name that you went to? That diagnosed you?
Let me get that information for
you. Yeah, you're good. Take your time.
Yeah, because I knew that you guys were going to call, so I have my paperwork like ready.
You're good. Yeah, no, you're good. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
And you are not in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee, correct?
No, I'm not. I'm in California.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm going to ask go through all the other questions before we get to the doctor's ones just so we can get through this. It takes less time for you.
Okay.
And then you did use the hair relaxer or any brand more four or more times in a single year prior to being diagnosed, correct?
Oh, yes.
And on average, how many times per year would you use it around? Bi-monthly, around six times per year?
Yeah, around 6 to 8 times a year.
Okay. I'll put 8 on here then, a higher number. And then you, of course, are a resident of the United States, I take it.
Am I who?
You're a resident of the United States, correct?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I'm like,
no. No, I know. Some of these are redundant. I'm going to ask you another few more. And then never diagnosed. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And then Yes. And then any loved ones or family members also diagnosed with similar cancers after using the hair relaxer products that you know of?
No.
All right. And then do you have the hospital information? If not, I can go to the next questions.
The doctor's name?
Yeah. What's the doctor's name or the facility name?
Okay. The doctor's name is I can't pronounce it, but I can spell it.
That's fine. That works. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Bernarta.
Dr.
De Los Reyes.
Delos. One word or two words for Delos Reyes? I found him.
Yeah.
Did you see him? He's in Huntington Park.
It was in. Goodness, what's the name of that city?
It's a female, right? Bernita. I found her right here. Hold on, let me see where else she's practicing. All Safe Medical Group.
Yes.
There's one in Los Angeles on Central Avenue, one in Downey on Florence, one in Torrance on Torrance Boulevard.
Placentia, I think it's called.
In Placentia?
Yeah.
Okay, let me find that one. Hold on. I'll find it. One sec.
I have the address, too.
What address do you have? Here, one second. Let me put her name down. One sec. Yeah, what address do you have?
1301 North Rose Drive.
Placentia. Okay. I found it.
92870.
Okay. Okay. You start the UCI there?
Yes.
Okay. I gotcha. I am in Orange County. We're actually in Orange County. So I'm right here in Irvine. So closely down the street.
Okay. Yeah.
Plus UCI Placentia Linda Health address. I'll put their address down here. Thank you for having all this on hand. I appreciate it.
I'm sorry. What was that?
I said thank you for having all the addresses and everything on hand. It makes it a lot quicker.
No problem. It's all right here in my paperwork. Like.
And then.
Yeah.
What is your date of birth, Mrs. Toya?
November 10th. 1979.
Okay. 79, 11, 10, 79. And then what year did you, what state did you, was it mainly California you used the products in?
Yes.
Okay. And then what year did you start and when did you stop using hair relaxers if you did stop?
I started in 2000 and, oh man.
Roughly.
About 12 years, I know.
You used it for about 12. When did you stop? This year, when you were diagnosed. Yeah. Okay.
Correct.
March of this year. Okay. So you probably started 2012 or so?
Yeah.
Okay.
2012, exactly.
Okay.
That's how I just found it as you said it.
No, you're good. No, I had to subtract a 12, boom. And then did you get them done at, did you do it at home or did you get it done at a salon?
At home.
At home, okay. All right. You currently don't use the hair relaxers, correct? And then any empty bottles or receipts, nothing like that, correct?
I don't think so.
I'll put unsure. It's fine. Don't worry about it. You're good. And then was the brand name of the product, was it L'Oreal Dark and Lovely, Motions, Organic Root Simulator?
L'Oreal and Dark and Lovely.
Yep. That's all. It's that one. And then this question is worded slightly convolutedly, but let me read it. Your cancer diagnosis did happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for 1 year. That is correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, that one's worded a little confusingly. I'm sorry. it's redundant as we went over that. It's just, you know, they got to word it. And then what treatments did you receive in regards to the cancer?
I did chemotherapy,
mm-hmm.
6 cycles for 6 months.
6 cycles. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And did
and
any medications?
I got a partial hysterectomy as well.
Okay.
They removed my right ovary.
Okay. Right ovary. And you took medication, I take it, right?
Yes. They gave me morphine.
Yep. Oh, medication.
60 milligrams.
Right. And were you also treated at the UCI hospital, the UCI Health one in Placentia?
Yes.
Okay. All right. When did the treatment start, roughly? Was it like a week, 2 weeks after?
Yeah, like March 27th.
Okay. Yeah, you're good.
And
24. Okay. UCI Health Placentia. Address of Rose Drive. North Rose Drive. And then I know this is very redundant as we are going over, you know, you told me you had a hysterectomy and things of that nature, partial hysterectomy. Can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. Yeah, I know. It's and then he told me your first name was Toya, T-O-Y-A. That is correct spelling?
Yes, correct.
And Walker, I'm going to take it W-A-L-K-E-R, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And you are not a junior, senior, second, third, fourth, correct?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Correct.
And then what is your social? If you do not want to provide the whole thing, you can just provide me with the last four.
It's 554-591544.
1544, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see if your email, he put it in here. No, he did not. And then your number is 909-314-9502.
Yes.
Okay. And Toya, what is your best email address?
It's V as in boy. R W N. S U G G.
S U G G. Okay.
At Gmail. Yeah, SUGG at gmail.com.
Brown Sug. Okay.
Correct.
I got it. Okay. All right. And this is a cell phone we're speaking on, I take it, right?
Yes.
Right. And there are medical records that do exist at the hospital in regards to your diagnosis?
Yes.
All right. Yes. And then you don't happen to have the medical records, they'd be at the hospital?
No, I don't. The hospital does, yeah.
All right. No worries. And then would you like to add an emergency contact in regards to this?
No.
Okay, no worries. And then final thing I need before being able to send you the documents is your best physical address.
Yes, 575 East Baseline Road Street. Apartment 13201, San Bernardino, California. 92410.
92410. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And this is the complex. It's Crestview Terrace, it looks like.
Yes.
Okay. Baseline, and then his apartment. Sorry, does it transfer over whenever I put it in my map thing? 13201 apartment number, right?
Yes.
Okay. 13, let me capitalize the A. 13201. Sorry, it just doesn't ever map the apartment numbers. I have to put it in manually. California, of course. Okay. And then I'm just going to confirm everything with you, spelling and things. Just, I'm going to confirm every question I just asked you, basically. It's going to take just like 30 seconds.
Okay.
And then I will send you the documents.
Okay. No.
Yeah. You would like, of course, you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit. You do not have an attorney in regards to it, and you did not send any documents with another firm in regards to this. This is all correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. And then, Toya, you were the one who was using the hair relaxer chemicals or straighteners within the last 20 years, and you were, unfortunately, I'm sorry to hear, diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and that would have been around March. I just put March 1st of 2024. That is all correct?
Yes.
And then diagnosing doctor is Dr. Bernadita de Los Reyes, and then her address is 1301 North Rose Drive in Placentia, California, and then I have her phone number here is the phone number for that facility. That is correct?
Correct, yes.
All right. And then you, of course, were not diagnosed or live in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee. You did use the hair relaxer or brand more four or more times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer, and on average per year, you use it around eight times or six to eight times. I put eight here, though. That is all correct?
Correct, yes.
All right. And then, yep, thank you. And then you, of course, are a resident of the United States. Date of birth is 11/10, so November 10th, 1979.
Yes.
Okay. Correct. And then never diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome, and then mainly use the relaxers in California, and that was 2012 to around March when you were diagnosed. To put March 1st of 2024 when you stopped using the relaxers, and when you were using them, it would be around monthly or bi-monthly. That is correct?
Yes, correct.
All right. And then, of course, that's around 12 years or so of consecutive use. You used it at home. You don't use the product still. Unsure if you have any bottles or receipts, which is fine if you do find one. That helps. If not, no worries. You have the record, so it doesn't matter. And then the L'Oreal Dark and Lovely was the brand you used. And then your cancer diagnosis did happen two or more years after you were first started using the product regularly for 1 year. That is all correct?
Yes, correct.
All right. And then you had chemo 6 cycles for 6 months, partial surgery, which would be the hysterectomy, and then also medications. And then treatment date 3/27/2024 at UCI Health Placentia Linda. That's the name of the facility. And then address is the same, 1301 North Rose Drive in Placentia, California. And then I have their phone number down here as well. That is all correct?
Yes. Correct.
Thank you. And then you, of course, are a female. First name Toya, T-O-Y-A. Last name Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R. You are not a junior, senior, second, third, or fourth. And that is all correct?
Yes, correct.
And then is it okay if I repeat your social back to you?
Sure.
It is 554-591544.
Yes, correct.
Okay. And then email is brown, brwnsugg@gmail.com.
Yes, correct.
Okay. And then the best number to reach you on is 909-314-9502.
Yes.
Okay. And then, of course, this is a cell phone. And then what's the best time of day for the attorneys to reach out to you, morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning.
Okay. And would you want them to call you or text you or email?
Either one.
Okay.
Whichever they can do. Anyone.
Okay. I'll do call because if they don't reach, I'll text. And then last thing to confirm is just there are medical records that do exist. That is correct?
Yes, correct.
And then address of 575 East Baseline Street, apartment 13201, San Bernardino, California, 92410.
Yes. Correct.
Okay. All right. And then I'm going to send you a text right now. Sorry if that was a bit tedious at the end. I just want to confirm it all so that there's no headache when the lawyers contact you if anything's wrong, like spelling-wise.
Right.
And then you'll get a text right now and an email. It should say Jeremy Perlman, which is me, wants to send you a DocuSign. You'll want to click on that link. When that link opens up, you'll see a continue or a allow button. You'll want to hit that. And then from there, you'll see like a yellow continue. And then you should see a yellow start after that. And then you'll want to hit the yellow start, and that will take you in it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then once you're in the document, let me know. Have you, you've done a DocuSign before, I take it, correct?
Yes, I have.
Okay, yeah, okay. And then let me draft up a text while you are doing that, so I will give you all the lawyer's information that will reach out to you.
Okay, DocuSign. Mm-hmm.
And you are good, no rush. It'll be A4D. We'll be reaching out.
Agree, continue.
Then there's another agree, then start, and then that takes you. Yeah, I see you're in it now. And then you draw your signature the one time. It will save it after you do adopt and confirm, or and then after that you just tap the rest. And then I think there's two or three, and then a finish.
Okay.
Hmm?
Signature.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Toya. Firm, it is that firm, yes. This is 1949.
Okay.
No, you're good. As long as an attempt was made, it does not have to be a perfect signature, trust me.
Okay. Let me see. Right here.
And then, funnily enough, the firm has the same area code as you, so I think they are in the Inland Empire as well.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you their number. Once you hit finish, it'll let me actually send you the information. If you hit finish and it takes you up, you might have missed a signature field.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, you're good.
Quiet.
Yeah, anywhere it's required, just tap. And it should. If it doesn't fill in, it'll ask you to draw.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, draw your initials.
Oh, that's what it was. This one has the initials. I forgot that this firm's paperwork has the initials. My apologies.
No problem.
Yeah, and like I said, if you hit finish, you can't mess up. It'll take you, if you missed one, if you hit finish, it'll take you up to it, so.
Right. Okay, you're done signing.
Yep, I just got the email. And then I'm going to text you right now. This is my direct number. You're about to receive a text for in 3, 2, 1. I'm going to send it now. Did you get that text? It'll be a It'll be an Orange County area code 949.
Yeah.
That's my direct number. So if you don't hear from A4D in regards to this in about a week or so, please do give me a call back at that 949 number or text me, and I can always transfer you to them or get an update. But they should be reaching out to you within about 24 to 48 hours. But if you don't hear from them in a week, feel free to please reach out to me and I will transfer you to them. But yeah, that is it for now, Toya. I do thank you so much for your time. I do appreciate you having all the documents and everything ready and all the doctor's information. That makes it so much quicker and easier. I am sorry for what you're going through for the, you know, with the hair relaxer, because it very well could have caused the cancer. So yeah, let the lawyers start pulling the records. They will get you the compensation you deserve. But yeah, I do thank you so much for your time, and just be on a lookout for their call, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day. Bye-bye. Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.